today's gospel, we hear the last line is a very interesting one. And he kept trying to see him. The reason I say that's an interesting line is Herod acknowledged that he basically killed St. John the Baptist. And yet he wants to see the one who is doing miracles and who St. John the Baptist had been preaching or foretelling about. It's interesting to see the play that goes on in Herod's heart of how even when we have the account of when he interacted with St. John the Baptist, of how part of him was drawn towards St. John the Baptist and was fascinated listening to him, and part of him clearly wanted to keep doing the exact same things that he was doing, that St. John the Baptist was basically preaching against him. Herod's an interesting character because one can literally see within him the warring of what is of God and what is not of God, warring within him. Unfortunately, as we know, he chose to allow the things not of God to win out in him rather than for the things of God to win out. And that's a battle that each of us has to face each and every single day. In each moment, do we choose to be fascinated by evil, by the things not of God, or by the things of God? It's a war that sometimes can take place within us in a struggle, a tug of war, if you will. And at some moments, it can seem like the forces of light of God are winning within that tug of war match, and sometimes it can seem that the forces of darkness or things not of God are winning. But I think the first thing always important for us to acknowledge is that the tug of war exists for each and every single one of us. And one of the moments when one loses the tug of war and was one denies the fact that there's that competition even within our hearts sometimes. So we need to acknowledge first that for all of us, there can be that tug of war going on. But then once we've acknowledged that tug of war going on, we have to remind ourselves that God is always more powerful and that the grace of God can help us to overcome any of those temptations or struggles that we can have towards things not of God. Because evil's strategy is always twofold. First, to hide, and second, to overwhelm or make us think that it overpowers us. And I've seen both strategies sometimes happen. We as human beings sometimes can deny those temptations or those forces of darkness, but then sometimes we think that once we've acknowledged them, that they're more powerful. But that's not true either. The saint we celebrate today, Saint Padre Pio, is one who most certainly was engaged in what we would call spiritual warfare, or that tug of war, not only within himself, but in the ways that he sought to minister and help others as well. And what's interesting about St. Padre Pio is he wasn't a nice man. He's a saint. He always desired to help people go to God. But if you look at the accounts and the ways people would talk about it, he was very direct many times with people. He would read their hearts and he would expose what was of darkness or not of God. And even if you see some of the movies about him, it's always interesting to me to see literally after someone has one of those encounters with St. Padre Pio, you can literally see the tug of war going on within them in some of the portrayals of the movies. Because the person has had the thing of that's not of God exposed by the truth that St. Padre Pio spoke, and then the person has a choice. Which force do they let wear out? And I'm always also fascinated by how St. Padre Pio in those movie accounts is always shown interceding for the person. He did his job of exposing what was not of God, and then he intercedes as he prays that the person chooses to go with the grace of God rather than with that lie and temptation of the evil one that has been exposed for what it is. So in those moments when we have those tug of wars within our own hearts, it's good for us to pray for the intercession of St. Padre Pio, First, to acknowledge what sometimes is hidden, but then, once we're in the midst of that struggle or that battle, to remind ourselves that the grace of God is always more powerful than those struggles, if we have that humility to acknowledge that we are not the only ones that pull in those moments, but that if we invite God to pull with us, He'll pull us across that fish and fish line.